During his first term, the governor used his veto pen to gut parts of the budgets passed by majority Republicans in the Senate and Assembly. When the legislature was under split control, Doyle's vetoes were more nuanced and agreed to in advance to help broker a budget deal. This year is new territory in the sense that whatever the governor vetoes will be something that someone in his own party wanted. Assembly Budget Committee co-chair Mark Pocan says there is a chance the governor could make substantive changes.
Possibly, but we'll see where he goes, and my guess is that he's had a similar value set as the legislature had, and I think, we all want to help create jobs and protect working families, and I think this budget does that, and I think he'll be there with us in very large part.
But there are differences among Democrats, and late last week, legislators and interest groups were busy petitioning the governor's office to change the budget more to their liking. The Senate passed the budget last Thursday, and the Assembly signed off Friday night. That didn't give Doyle much time to work on vetoes, but the governor has to sign the budget today, or the state stands to lose out on millions in federal funding. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.